Hello, you're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. We're at Surfaces 2020, and I'm in the CoreTech booth where the Rigid Core LVT all got started. I'm here with Pete Doshea, the president, and also with Dave Schnitiger. And Dave's here as a special guest with us today because Dave and I have a quick milestone today. We're both turned 60 this day, right, Dave?
That's right. We're both over the hill now.
Happy birthday to both of you. I mean, I'm going to be following you in a couple months, so... So together we're about 180. So again, how about that? You know, we got it.
Yeah, most people know Dave is the head of Bob's Carpet and Flooring down in Naples or in Tampa, Florida. And so it's good to be with you. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Kemp.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Good. All wonderful.
Right. Okay.
Great.
So Pete.
Yep.
As I mentioned before. I think you're probably the father of Rigid Core and LVT, right?
Makes me really feel old if I'm the father of all this. But yeah, I was explaining to one of our customers here earlier on that basically 7 years ago in 2013, this is when we started with CoreTech. We launched CoreTech here at the show. Prior to that, there was no Rigid Core available. It was all flexible, dry back LVT. So if you look at what has been achieved in the industry with this composite core story, it's been absolutely unbelievable. Yes, we launched it, but everybody else quickly followed. Shaw was number two, actually, following in 2014. And right now, if you look at the hall and all these spaces, they have beautiful products. I think it's been fantastic to see how it all came to fruition. So.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been all the way through, since 13 and on, we've met like this every year. You continue to add to the story. We've got more of it back here to talk about, some continued innovation. Before we get to that, though, you have a special night tonight. I want to point this out real quickly. You're being inducted into the WFCA Hall of Fame. Well-deserved.
Thank you.
And congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm really honored and humbled by all this, and I really appreciate this recognition. So it's going to be a special night tonight. Is going to be great. Family is here, the friends are here, the customers are here, and I mean, service is all about celebrating the beginning of the year, beginning of a new year in our industry, and it's a perfect venue to be recognized, and I really appreciate that recognition.
Yeah, and most people know you're a Belgian who started with Beaulieu of America and did your stint there at Beaulieu, and then you left there and started U.S. Floors and started in the cork and bamboo business, and U.S. Floors being, you know, in a green, a whole theme there and brand, and then you got into this Rigid Core business, yeah. And it was such an attractive business that Shaw had to buy it from you, right?
Yeah, I mean, so we started U.S. Floors in 2001. I'm not going to go through the whole history, but like you said, cork, bamboo, and FSA certified wood flooring. And then in 2013, with CoreTech, we kind of got into the LVT segment, grew the business quite fast, created a brand, and at the end of 2016, we became part of the Shaw family. And it's been an incredible relationship between our team and the Shaw team. We now became one unique team. We have just gone through restructuring on the sales force, so everybody's gelling. I mean, the transition and the cooperation couldn't have worked any better. So as a result of our acquisition by Shaw, we were able to kind of double the business in the last 3 years. So again, it's been a win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And truth be known, if Shaw hadn't bought you, you wouldn't be able to grow as fast as you've grown because they've helped finance your growth, right?
Yeah, not only, finance for sure, but as well the distribution. I mean, Shaw has an incredible logistic distribution network that you know, we kind of were able to utilize to fuel this growth and to get into the deepest segments of the channel. So it's not only finance, it's the marketing, it's the distribution, it's logistics, it's management, it's just a complete package of support, yeah.
All right, so you started with WPC, okay? And you look at the world of Rigid Core,
yep.
SPC now has taken the lead market share in the world, okay? But since you had this CoreTech brand name and you drove this innovation, actually in the United States, the WPC is more popular than SPC, right?
Well, we started with WPC, like you said. Yep. SPC was the next step, and then now we have MGO Core. So the development in that core is still very rampant and very fast going. So
evolving
in a major way. But we truly believe that with WPC, we have something unique in terms of value, in terms of sound, in terms of comfort. And you know, with everybody else focusing or on SPC, or the majority of the market focusing on SPC, we want to continue to drive WPC as what we believe is the better product to sell to the consumer. So as such, we continue to develop, we continue to innovate, and that's what you know, we've always been. It's always been in our DNA, innovation, yep, development, and it's always been the focus of our company.
All right, so we're standing on the stage here, and this is a stage to launch your Cortec Grande. Tell us about that.
Cortec Grande, so it's a whole new construction in WPC. It's 15 millimeters, so 5/8. So with this product, we wanted to truly mimic and go after the engineered wood flooring segment, which is always a traditional 5/8, whether it's in a three-ply or a multi-ply. So we developed a wide, long, 82-inch long plank, 15 millimeter thick. It's really creates a tremendous value and tremendous hand, and the sound absorbance and the comfort level is unsurpassed with that. So it's going after the engineered wood flooring market even more than we did before.
And it's substantial, it's beefy, right?
It's a heck of a product. I mean, it's a beefy product, no question about that, yeah. Uh-huh.
And also MGO is a big part of what you're doing this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we launched, of course, our Cortec Stone, which is an MGO core based product. We launched that in the end of last year. The acceptance has been quite substantial because, again, it brings solutions to problems that traditional ceramic tile has in the market. I mean, you no longer have to kind of level your floor or prep the floor. You can actually install it over existing floors. It clicks together. There's no grout needed because there's already a grout line beveled in the product. So every time you bring solutions to products that have problems, then you kind of create a winner. And with Cortec Stone, we've done that on an MGO core because, again, MGO has no LVT in it, so it's LVT free. Yep. Therefore, you know, you have no plastic or LVT that can expand or contract. So it's really the optimum type of inert and dimensionally stable product. So and with that, we have expanded our collection because in Europe we just launched it. That's the beauty about having a European segment and a US segment, and we see what's happening in Europe from a design point of view. I mean, you were there at Domotex, you saw our booth there, larger tiles, different type of looks, and the combination makes for a tremendous tile offering. So we're excited about that. It has been successful, and it's really a focus of our company in 2020 and beyond.
So, you know, I did go to Germany and visited with your brother, Jan,
yeah,
and he was telling me that the business there has taken off. He's been driving that business over there for 5 years. He says one of the biggest challenges over there is he's got to sell this product in 27 different languages.
I know. We sometimes think that we have a challenge, but when you go to Europe and you have to launch it everywhere, I mean, that's really a challenge, not only the logistics, but just the languages and the different formats and the different requirements and the different regulations. I mean, Europe is a monetary union, but for the rest, it's still, I mean, very much fragmented. So it's more difficult to do it in that format than it is over here. And Jan has done a fantastic job. I mean, the growth there has been exponential.
Yeah.
You know, again, WPC, that's what we focus on. So we're very happy with that, yeah.
Now, on the looks, I know you've done mostly, you know, the faux wood looks with this product. You're also getting more and more into the stone looks, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, stone, of course, is, like I said, with our Cortec Stone, it's really a segment that, you know, as Shaw, we are not a big player in that ceramic tile world. So for us, it's not like we would be cannibalizing our existing product line. Yeah. We see it as a truly add-on to our product offering. So it's a big focus, a big segment that we want to enter with our composite tile stone looks and ceramic. So, yeah.
So what's your outlook for 2020, Pete?
Very positive. I mean, we you know, we came out of 2019 with a great momentum. You know, the business was good. We overcame all the tariff issues. There's stability now for the next 8 months. We have some tariff relief, and that's great. You know, for our retailers, hopefully they can keep their prices up and pocket a little bit the money as additional profit. So yeah, we came out of 19. With a great momentum, we reorganized our sales organization kind of to be more focused on our customers, simplify things. That has been very well received. Started 2020, January has been good so far. We've been to many shows. We've been to Anaheim. We've been to Chicago. We've been to Dallas, and everywhere we go, I mean, we hear from the dealers. There's an optimism. Cautious optimism. Nobody's euphoric, yeah. But still, it's part of where we are as a country. I mean, things are good. Yeah. I mean, we are kicking butt, no question, in on a global scale. I mean, we are full employment. Mortgage rates are low. Housing starts are good. Yeah. The stock market is booming. People feel empowered to kind of spend, and this is a good time for us to be in the industry. Yeah.
Pete, thanks for spending time with us, and congratulations on your induction into the Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. Congratulations.
Thanks again, Kemp, happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday. You deserve every bit of it.
Okay, again,
thanks
but talking to Pete Doshea here, the vice president, senior vice president of hard surface at Shaw, and the president of U.S. Floors, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.
Thank you.